Countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a very big issue for GAA clubs and their survival is the changing demographics of the country. According to the latest CSO figures, 63% of the population now live in urban areas. So for rural clubs, that means fewer players. And for urban clubs, it's the opposite problem. Too many people, not enough facilities. At last year's GAA Special Congress, a motion was passed establishing new demographics committees across Ireland that are going to attempt to match facilities with population. To get an idea of what this mismatch looks like in real life, Brenda Donoghue went to Curla GAA Club in Cavan, which is at the sharp end of this problem. She talked to Benny Hurl, a man who believes that demographics is the single greatest threat to the GAA.
Right, boys, we're preparing for this match here now on Sunday. So we'll start off with our usual warm-up.
Brenda, this is just simply amazing. And like when you drive past places like this and you look in and you see the facilities and you see the people out playing ball, like this is the real GAA. This is where it's happening.
So, Benny, it's relatively new, but you are the chair of the National Demographics Committee for the GAA. Tell me a little bit about why such a committee was needed in the first place.
Well, for the best part of 50 years, people have been leaving rural Ireland. But three out of four clubs are situated in rural areas. But as a consequence of that, Brenda, a big part of the challenge for the GAA now is actually accommodating those in the cities. When people talk about demographics, it's usually rural Ireland they're talking about. But the GAA has a particular issue now with what's going on in the towns. But here we are, we're in rural West Cavan, and look, all the best facilities, but they don't have the people. One of the things that we're going to have to look at is numbers. You know, so traditionally GAA games, Gaelic games, are 15 a side. So for example, in Carla, they're going to play a championship on Sunday. It's actually a junior shield, and they've had to get special permission from Cavan, to play a 13 a side. So I'm talking to some of the lads here, and they're saying, look, you know, at a stretch, it will be 13 a side. They may have to get somebody out of England or some to come and make up 14 or 15. Numbers are a big issue in rural Ireland. Similarly, in urban centres, there are too many players and they can't physically get games. There are not enough clubs, there are not enough teams, there are not enough pitches to play on. You know, participation rates in the cities are going through the floor because we don't have the facilities and we don't have the pitches and we don't have the clubs.
When we're looking at news about GAA, we're talking about moving championship dates and all these other issues. Mm-hmm. But you believe that this is the most critical issue for the GAA is demographics.
Yeah, when I stood up at Congress, I said demographics is the biggest threat to our association. In terms of scale, this is huge. You take from Donegal right down the whole of the Western Seaboard, right down to the Berea Peninsula. You've got many rural clubs, small clubs, struggling, unable to field. Let's take South Kerry, for example. I think there's 11 clubs down there. I'm not sure if any of them are able to field independently. We're going to have to change our ideas. We need to come up with new thinking. The inevitable consequence of us doing nothing is going to be catastrophic. All of these clubs that currently are under pressure are going to be forced to amalgamate. You know, they're going to force go out of existence. Nobody wants that. The people here in Carlow, they want to wear their own jersey. They don't really want to be amalgamated with another team. You know, so if, as a consequence of doing nothing, you know, so many clubs go out of existence and amalgamate, then the GAA overall is a weaker organisation, and that's not a good thing.
OK, pull all in together here now, right? Doing our stretches. Right, you come, Tony first.
Jerry Pryor, yes, the chair. How are you?
Very good, Brady. You're very welcome here to Curla Club.
Well, show me around. Tell me a little bit about it.
Let's go a little walk, right? See your club, right? We have our training pitch over there at the back. We have our stand. We have our lights there.
And there, you have floodlights.
We have floodlights,
You're underselling it, Jerry.
We have a grand walking track round the pitch as well.
Yeah.
There's a lighting facility round the walking track as well that if it gets come the dark end of it, then they can keep walking away.
Yeah.
The lights are on a timer here. They can stay up to 12 o'clock at night if they want to, you know. Come on over here with me now and I'll show you our dressing rooms. We have four dressing rooms, which is very, very important in a club nowadays with boys and girls and our outside toilets. We have two referees' room as well. And you see this car park?
Yes.
We can put 120 cars into that car park, no problem. So we have a lot of facilities here to offer. And it's going to be very hard. What is going to be the end, you know, product of all this? Thinking ahead, it's not going to be easy for this club to field a team because the age profile, too many going off the conveyor belt and not enough coming on it. That could mean that, well, we'll have to deviate maybe for 4 or 5 years, another Crow Park rule and how long they can give us to see can we resurrect something. Realistically, we need 8 or 9 players in the next 12 months.
So for you, is it a possibility of amalgamating with your greatest rivals, the local neighbours?
It's very busy in the underage. We amalgamate with other clubs that they have no further. And I'm a long number of years with Dernacreeve. It was 2 clubs first, then it went to 3, now it's up at 4.
You've amalgamated with 4 clubs?
With 4 clubs amalgamated together.
I'm just looking at your plaque here, and the facilities were opened by the great Mick O'Dwyer in 2009. How does it make you feel looking at these facilities thinking, well, there's no one using them?
Yeah. When I look at that there now and think of the crowd that we see at that time, that day, and the years before that and since that, I never thought it would come to this day, you know, that I'd be talking to you about this, that that our club is struggling to field a team. I get worried about it, afraid something is going to happen. It could happen that it could be closed down, you know.
Yes,
well done, well done. All right, boys, great session there tonight. As you know, this championship week, need to prepare well. We'll go again Friday night. Everyone all right for Friday night at 8:30?
Yeah, great job, come on.
Friday night, it'll be all ball. The game is up in Killeshandra, 2:00, Sunday. Everyone be no. I want to be the last person going into that dressing room at 1:15. We started last February in the dark. We want another round and then we're going to finish in the dark. All right? Thanks very much to you, lads.
All right, good job, lads.
Good luck to both teams there. Curla and Killeshandra play tomorrow. That was Brenda Donoghue in Curla GAA in Cavan with the chair of the GAA's Demographics Committee, Benny Earle.